mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Go to your phone calls, and we're going to continue breaking down all the insane news. I'm also going to get into the official plan for UN occupation of America and how it's already about 80% done. It's all, you know, they've got it lined up, and they're now training you to be a total slave. Let's talk to John in Florida. You're on the air. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Alex. John here in Florida, and I've got some things here that are right on target confirming the UN occupation movement in Florida. Let me announce the biggest one here that should be closest to target, and that is the Readiness Center of Miramar, Florida. It's located on a 30-acre site in the city of Miramar. It consists of a 100,000 square foot Readiness Center building, 3,000 square foot maintenance building for parking, 456 privately owned vehicles, as well as 200,000 square feet set aside for military owned vehicles. Project estimated at $20 million. Bid date due May 29th, 2013.
Yeah, under the Emergency Centers Establishment Act, they're taking all the old bases and things and turning these into them. And then they have all these drills in the cities to acclimate everyone that, oh, what did the FBI just do? Oh, they just killed your neighbor. Yeah, he might have resisted. Oh, it's no big deal. And it's just now you're like, oh, here, yeah, the cops were questioning him, shot him in the head. Oh, well, it's no big deal. Yeah. Oh, they took your bank account too. Yeah, And this is the new America. What do you make of the info I was covering with the RAND Corporation? As you read this document, it openly says the UN model of occupation for America.
Oh, it's believable. It's hiding in plain sight. They've got these readiness centers going up all over the country, but that's not all. We've got HB 1355 on Governor Rick Scott's desk right now. The Senate passed it. Florida Senate passed it, and this is the gun control bill that's going to say that if anyone is deemed psychologically incapable of having a firearm, and this is whether they willingly or unwillingly consent to treatment, they will have their Second Amendment stripped from them. That's
they're trying to pass that in Texas where the police say you're mentally ill, and then it's just your guns are all gone. It's like, oh, I don't want your guns, just only if I say you're mentally ill. Well, I say the government's mentally ill, a bunch of out-of-control, foaming-at-the-mouth control freaks. Is it heartening to you to see real anger over the IRS, or will they just use this to further acclimate people?
It's ridiculous. Everybody's got to stand up and start screaming. You know, it's just not that's one of the other things. You might remember the fluoride thing with Pinellas County. Well, they put it back into the water. Are you also aware?
That's right. A million people in Pinellas County, or 990,000 or whatever it is. You jerked the fluoride out when Harvard came out and said, okay, it does lower IQ, brain damage. It's deadly. Get it out. Even Harvard, you know, indexing 24 other big studies, and then it didn't matter. The money flowed in. They put it back in your water.
Hey, and here's another thing. The UN, as far as restricting the resources, most people are totally unaware of this. This has happened under cover of darkness. I reached out to Rosa Corey about this. UN Agenda 21, they are about to pull access of the Florida Everglades from the public.
No, I know, because they say, well, no, that's why the state police, if you drop a sandwich wrapper on accident, you're felony arrest. A guy released two balloons with hearts on them, felony charges, 5 years in prison, and it was for a crime against the environment. I mean, the mayor of San Francisco said, oh, I met with the makers of the Green Police Audi ad. You got to boycott Audi because of this. And we're just getting, I mean, about a year after I said this, they came out and bragged they're getting you ready. Have you seen the Green Police ad?
Well, yes, I have. In fact, I've seen it in my child's nursery school hanging on the wall.
My God. Well, you know what? Shoot video of it, expose it. I know. Folks, it's a total scientific incremental attack. They know you know how to fight a frontal assault. So they move in slow motion like a glacier. But a glacier, have you seen what they can do? They carve out mountains.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil.
Right and wrong.
Right and wrong.
A new world order.
A new world order.
Can you hear the federal family?
New world order.
Owned and run by foreign banks. Shearing.
A new world order.
New world order.
Make that same mistake.
All right, let's go to your phone calls, and then I've already covered a ton of news today. I'm proud that I got that done, but I got a ton of other economic news and this big breakdown of the RAND Corporation and their plan to federalize and globalize the police. And it actually says it is a UN stabilization occupation program, and how they're going to even get rid of the feds. It's all just going to be run by the Pentagon, and that's Brigade Homeland. But it's all right here. The new version, they put a new one out every year, is here. You want to know what else they're planning? They've gotten most of it done. And the U.S. military prisoner policies and re-education for you and your family. It's, I don't know, mainstream media. I don't think you're going to go read this, though. It's too much fun to laugh at us. You're not going to look at the London Guardian reporting on it, or maybe internment resettlement operations. How they're going to process you and your family with your Social Security numbers. domestically and suspend the Bill of Rights. And bottom line, this is it. The globalists have taken over the central government. They are bankrupting you as a way to transfer the wealth, but also to make you so poor you're dependent on them. We are being conquered right now, and the United States is under sustained attack. While they collapse the country, they then pose as the stability force, and the cops and the bureaucrats and all them actually follow a blueprint in their mind of where they're here to stabilize things, and they wonder why everything starts falling apart. 3 years ago when they, quote, bailed out GM, that was all staged. It was in there in the agreement to move most of the factories that are left out of Detroit, out of Texas, out of a bunch of other areas, Ohio, to Brazil, Eastern Europe, and China. And it was big news, as you know, 2 weeks ago that that's now officially been done. Cadillac, Volt, Escalade, a bunch of other stuff. That's just in China. And again, though, it's all actuary where it doesn't help the Brazilians. Same thing with the Chinese. They got suicide nets and stuff, you know, a lot of the factories. It's to drive everything down. They don't want a beautiful rising society. They want a rotting, destructive society. Because if it's not rotting, you might run your own life. And they want you destitute. So, again, you notice as we embrace globalism, all the liberty, all the prosperity goes out the window, like a submarine with screen doors. Let's go to your phone calls. Sean in Canada, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. How you doing? Nice to speak with you.
I'm doing pretty good.
Despite everything, eh?
Everything is just wonderful. It's fun to read 230-page plans for total UN occupation, and if I don't do what I'm told, I'll be sent to the re-education center. I mean, I shouldn't be upset. That's a nice government.
It's just so scary. I remember Pastor Lindsey Williams saying that from his elite friends, he thinks it's all going to hit the fan pretty much this summer, which is really scary, and it sounds like everything is ramping up for just such a scenario. I think what they've done to Adam Kokesh in Washington is clearly a tactic meant to scuttle his planned march. I was planning on trying to attend and just at least witness it.
Yeah, no. For those that don't know, for those that haven't seen, I've seen all the video now, every angle. He's giving a speech. They come up. They grab him. They throw him on the ground with his hands up. And now they're charging him with resisting arrest and a bunch of other stuff. Now, again, how do they grab you and throw you on the ground and then you're arrested for resisting arrest? Why did they put their hands on him to begin with? It doesn't matter. They have kept juries that would beat their own children's brains out with a baseball bat sycophantically if the federal prosecutor told them to. I mean, this is a sick, sick country, man. And again, I'll be honest about Kokesh. I think he's a smart guy. He's got a lot of violence in his eyes and comes off, you know, a little bit, you know, scary. And by scary, I mean, you know, I don't think he's a bad guy, but I think he's kind of in a crazed mode. So I worry about him being destroyed. And I told him, I don't think he's a bad guy. But now that they've done this to him, you know, you've got to support him even more. And again, as I said, I'll either send a reporter or go to the march myself to cover it. The problem is the media is already saying I'm promoting it. I have to admire the courage. I have to know the Supreme Court has ruled 5 years ago that you can have loaded rifles on the streets of D.C., but they still illegally block that. And so I get the civil disobedience. You know, the police chief is like, I may allow civil disobedience in a protest. See, to her, protesting's now illegal. Let me tell you, the D.C. police are the worst in the country after New York. And it's you see the articles where a family pulls over and goes, "Hi, officer, do you know the direction of the highway?" And the cop says, "None of your business." And they said, "Okay, sir." This is like ABC News reported this. So they pull him over and take him to jail and say, "You are in a drug neighborhood. I don't like how you talk to me. I'm going to take you to jail." And I've got videos here today that I can't even air. There's so many cuss words in it where the police just for no reason. Durham police constable threatens to beat up man and plant cocaine on him, and the man does nothing. And the cop just freaks out for like 10 minutes, cussing and screaming and frothing, like the TSA guy who went crazy. Well, they've had two of them do it and stripped down naked and announced, I'm God. And you're like, why would you do that? Because the type of person that wants to grope your wife's breast all day, I mean, you know, people that want to force stuff on people who don't get it's all about somebody else, you know, being into it, they like to force it on you. I mean, I had a TSA guy do a pat down because I was tired and wanted to get out of there in Las Vegas. I'm not going to tell the story again, but I mean, you know, it was amazing. I mean, I knew what was going on. He was definitely. I mean, this was amazing. But anyway, sir, I'm sorry I interrupted you. You sent me off on Jag.
No problem. I just wanted to say, last time I spoke with you, you told me to go and buy some stuff from Infowars. I got one of those great Second Amendment T-shirts. You know, I love it. I wear it everywhere. I've gotten a few dirty looks and less quizzical looks around Canada wearing that. People do not understand the Second Amendment.
Well, yeah, people are so stupid. If you have a shirt with Hitler, Stalin, and Mao saying mass murderers agree, gun control works, they think you like Hitler. It's like my wife walked in this morning, and I was looking at a Nazi website, and she said, what are you doing looking at a Nazi website? And I looked at her, and I said, you're smart. Now, what's wrong with what you just said? And she goes, well, no, I was just wondering. And I went, well, why do you think? I saw a link. They're attacking me. I'm just looking for a second of what they said. But I mean, you know, if you buy Rise and Fall of the Third Reich in a bookstore, they'll look at you weird. That's how not even dumb the public is. I was at Barton Springs this weekend, and a guy goes, hey, I want to go get Chinese food after this. And it was a Hispanic guy and two white guys. It was a Hispanic guy said that, and the two white guys go, you're not supposed to say Chinese, and they were serious. And I was just like, these people are so out of their minds. Like saying, I heard people say, don't say we're going to get Mexican food. It's racist. I mean, it's like, meanwhile, they're like, I'm sorry, sir, go ahead.
No, I remember one of my favorite authors, science fiction authors, William Gibson, wrote, political correctness is cultural Marxism.
It is.
I think that's exactly it, you know. Everyone's censoring themselves, and eventually truth goes down the sinkhole with your fear of being judged and ostracized by these simple-minded people. The last thing I wanted to say was Eric Holder. Absolutely hilarious listening to him testify, saying over and over, I don't know about knowing, and I don't know. And it reminded me of Roberto Gonzalez, his testimony years ago about the torture scandal when he was saying, I don't recall recalling, I don't remember recalling.
And they sent people to prison who followed orders, and then they didn't get in trouble, and then they wrote books, Bush and others, admitting they authorized it.
Do it again, he said.
Yeah.
Right? Bush said he would do it again. I mean, incredible gall and audacity. And I really hope it doesn't all hit the fan this summer, as Lindsey Williams said he's heard it's going to be. And do you have any suggestions for people up in Canada? How do you think it's going to percolate up into Canada if and when?
Well, you've already been so taken over by the globalists. I mean, you're totally on with the Queen of England on record. She owns like half the real estate. Of course, she has no power. The TV said so. That you're just going to be soft kill with fluoride in the water, vaccines, and all that. Canada is, that's why it's hard to get in. It's one of the safer places in the world for my research. But when they release the bioweapons, it'll be allowed. You know, that's why, remember a couple of years ago with the Winter Olympics, they had U.S. troops there running checkpoints on your highways? How'd you like that?
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, total police state, total.
But U.S. troops were in your country. Under NORTHCOM, you're already part of the U.S. See how that works?
The SPPNA, the Security Prosperity Partnership, right?
Oh, you're so evil. You're informed?
I remember I took political science. What's really ridiculous to me about the Queen is they tell us the Queen has no power, yet all of our laws receive royal assent from our Governor General, the Queen's representative.
And then they say it's ceremonial, but three times in the last 20 years, the Governor General has dismissed Parliament and overridden everything. Just like they say Australia is free, but they've had the Governor General override them. Governor Generals. I'm sorry, go ahead. What?
No, they're the Queen's representative, and they give final assent to our laws. Our laws do not pass and become law until they give it the okay.
Your Governor General, it's what, twice the last 10 years they've dismissed Parliament. And then there's always Toronto Star articles. Jones says the Queen runs it. Oh, how funny. Sure, the Governor General runs things, but still, Alex is wrong. Oh, man, good to talk to you. That was a good caller right there. Dean, and then Julio, and Dean, and we got a couple Deans. Double Dean. Double Bean. Double the scene. Or the Queen. It's a dream.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You look like an angel,
like an angel.
Walk like an angel,
like an angel.
Talk like an angel.
But I got wise. You're the devil
in disguise.
Oh yes you are.
Yes, you are.
Devil in disguise.
The New World Order. Hitler's not a devil in disguise. I can't believe all these people that are apologizing to me going, I thought you were a kook, but after this IRS thing and the AP thing, man, they admit they're spying on us. Wow, and they took thousands of foster kids and radiated them to death, and right now they've got foster kids testing pesticides and drugs on them till they die. I mean, that's the thing, is that it's just so over the top now. And I predicted, I said, these roommates of the Tamerlan and his other brother, they're all dead. And now FBI dropped by for routine questioning, and the man's dead. Just never mind. Move along. And it's just like, man, what are we going to put up with in this country? Because the government has recruited a bunch of killers and scum into their ranks, and they can get away with pretty much anything right now until we say no. And as we wake up, they're freaking out, trying to dominate us now. Let's go back to your calls. I'm going to give you an update on the latest on the hearings in Congress where they're saying, I don't know, I don't recall, over and over again. Are you on planet Earth? I do not know, I do not recall. I take the Fifth Amendment. But right now, let's go to Dean in Virginia. You're on the air, extremist.
Well, this is one of the D's of the double D's. And it seems like Congress, this is one point, I'll make my main point, but that they're using the Constitution now when it's convenient for them. Other than that, they will shred it. But I want to talk to all the listeners out there. As far as you're always asking, what can I do? What can I do? Well, what I have done, I'm on disability income, but I've gone out and bought a couple memberships. I got out and bought T-shirts, the one with Obama as a tyrant. I go out there with the purpose of soliciting comments, soliciting looks. Like, I go to a grocery store, and a black guy would come up to me and say, why are you wearing that shirt? And I will explain it to him. I said, do you believe what Martin Luther King said? So it gets you into conversation with somebody to eventually tell them about InfoWars. Use the bumper stickers. Every bumper sticker I have, as far as thank you for putting them in the newsletter, because I take them off, put them on my car, and rotate them around. When I see an Obama sticker, I will pull in front of them. I will slow down.
Wow.
And watch them slow down to about 100 yards away. They don't want to read facts. I will take the magazine, leave them in doctor's offices. I will take them and leave them in gyms. I will leave them in lobbies. So everybody listening to my voice that says, what can I do? What can I do? You must be proactive, because liberty is not free.
Absolutely. You're like the Johnny Appleseed. We need to recruit for liberty. They recruit for tyranny. And I'm telling you, we are really starting to wake people up. But getting back to, if people don't want to wear a really provocative shirt like Obama as a demon or as the Joker, it's really a demon, or, you know, Hitler's for gun control, because people are so stupid, they go, why is Hitler on your shirt? It's like, oh, come on. But the whole issue is that, you know, people take it personal because of MSNBC. You don't like Obama, you must be a racist. I mean, I tell you, if somebody did that to me, I'd get pretty angry. I'd be like, you know, Obama's slaughtering everybody in Africa, blah, blah, blah. I mean, how many times does that happen where black guys come over to you, like, I guess, like, they're mad you're wearing an Obama shirt with him as the Joker?
I had somebody pull up to me in the car with my family in it, and I had a picture of Obama on a bumper sticker that says, does this ass make my car look too big?
I love that.
And he pulls up beside me and starts screaming at me. How dare you? Could you say it? And when he stops screaming, I go, mine's Harley. So he expected an interaction with me, because, you know, when somebody is locked into their own sick reality, they will not hear any truth. It's just like the zombies out there, the Kool-Aid drinking zombies, will not listen to the fact of what is going on to our country.
Sure, but what's going on in Virginia? That wouldn't go too well in places like Texas, period, driving up and yelling at somebody. But that's what they've done on MSNBC. It is like they're telling them the Tea Party deserves to be. They're all racist. Total lies. I mean, they really are trying to balkanize this country.
I will let them talk like that. Then I'll ask them, simply put, do you believe in what Martin Luther King said, the content of character, not the color of skin? I go, you have to understand that we live basically in a two-party dictatorship. Look at Hillary. Hillary's on a lawyer board for 24/7 trying to get Nixon impeached. And her biggest statement was what? What did he know, and when did he know it? Who is asking Obama that? Who is asking any of the...
No, I hear you. Great call, brother. Keep it up. God bless you, Dean. More calls coming up. Speaking of that, Rand Paul, Infowars.com. That's why I love Rand Paul. Rand Paul, an IRS scandal. Somebody needs to go to jail, and he's calling for outside prosecutors. Kerry complains about Hezbollah fighters in Syria. Federalized local police helped arrest Adam Kokesh. That's big breaking news on Infowars.com. See the red armbands.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to go back to Blake and Dean and Julio. Actually, I'm going to Julio here in a minute. He's been holding the longest now. And then I'll continue with your calls, 800-259-9231. By the way, in studio tomorrow, we've got the former presidential candidate of the Constitution Party that actually was able to reach a lot of the public back in 2008. And a good friend of mine, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, is going to be in studio here tomorrow. He's being interviewed for Obama Deception, too. So we like to multitask and have people that are here in town on the show, like we had Joel Skousen on. And we're going to premiere, it's about 35 minutes long, a groundbreaking interview with Mike Judge. And he does get political in it some. He usually doesn't get political. He's basically a libertarian and a fellow Austinite, and he's been a long-term viewer. I did learn, getting to hang out with him some. over a few days. And next time he's back in town, we're going to hang out some more just because he's a really nice guy and also very influential. And he said a lot of people are waking up. And he's been awake for a long time, been watching my show since before King of the Hill. And obviously I'm an influence on King of the Hill. I already knew that. But he was sneaking it in, basically, the conspiracy stuff, things like that, in a joking way, but where it's lovable characters. Like, what'd you do with the lottery?
Well, I got about 27 9mm and some full autos and some surface-to-ground missiles.
But it's a big interview, and it airs tomorrow. During the noontime hour, during the last hour, so that'll be there. By the way, we run specials all the time, and then I don't even talk about it. And that's how we fund our operation here. We give you the very best deals on heirloom, non-GMO seeds at the Seed Center at InfoWarsStore.com. Our link through on InfoWars.com to the different, we have two big shopping carts. And we also, you know, one big one, one backup. And we have the ProPure gravity-fed stainless steel water filters. We've only done this one other time, and we sold so many that the factory ran out. Okay, so we're only doing it for a week this time. We're going to run it till the end of the month. 15% off with promo code WATER15. And we don't do promos where we raise the price 1 month and lower it the next. It's always been the lowest price and then 10% off. Now it's the lowest price, 15% off. We're running this for 1 week, InfoWarsStore.com. And the profit that we make off of this goes towards going to Bilderberg and covering it, getting more computers, more editors, more reporters, more researchers, more journalists. We're hiring two more writers and site updaters. We're hiring more editors and people because we're all overwhelmed. I was up here last night. I went and saw my family for 2 hours. And then I came back, and I was here until 10:30. Rob Dew was here till 3 a.m. 3 a.m. And he's back today. And I don't have to tell people to do this. When you are sitting there reading the official RAND Corporation document that is being implemented for open UN occupation of America, and libertarians and conservatives are to be put in re-education camps, I mean, you know, it is just unbelievable. I mean, obviously, I'm not doing enough. I beat my brains out sometimes, figuratively, trying to say, how do I wake them up? What's the lever? What do I do? How do I get them to realize I'm not making this up? How do I get them to understand it? How do I? A sustainability police force for the United States, justification and options for creating U.S. capabilities. There's a whole group of these papers, but I first saw these in 98. This is the new one put out this year, and, man, I read most of it last night. I couldn't stop reading it. Don Salazar was going to put an article out yesterday, and I said, no, those are federalized police. They're part of this RAND Corporation program. Let me pull it up for you. And I noticed it had been updated, so we were in there for about an hour meeting about it. He went home, worked on it all night, came back today. He's all freaked out in there, which he should be. I mean, you should be freaked out. I mean, you sit there and read a 200-something page document where it's just about to help America during its collapse. The stabilization force will do this and that, and we'll have to have, of course, the local police forces federalized, and they're going to collapse everything, and it ties in. I'm going to get to it in a minute. And by the way, that's just one paper. Let's not exaggerate. I was on the site last night for about 2 hours. About 30 minutes of it was looking at other papers. I saw like 20-something papers just in the Homeland Security area dealing with domestic takeover. I mean, folks, it's checkpoints. It's being disappeared. They're not just going to arrest you now for protesting. They're going to start disappearing. And I knew I would see this at G20 events in London and in Pittsburgh here in the U.S. and in Toronto, where they just pull up in a black van and grab protesters for no reason. And I knew what they were doing. I saw the body language. It was COINTELPRO. When they first started doing this about a decade ago, it was actors. Because I'd see the body language of them in the police car. They'd have unmarked guys in camo get out and then throwing people in black vans and them screaming, no, not me. It was a psyop on the crowd. Like, you're not just going to get tear gas or pepper sprayed. You're going to be disappeared. And now, folks, they actually disappear people in the U.S., Canada, and London and beat them to death in front of people. And they'll pick anybody. You know, you'll have a guy delivering papers in London to the convenience store. Shows him his badge. They get around him, all in a circle, murdering on purpose. And then it came out, nobody got in trouble.
They're just like, who do we pick? Pick him. Guys, got breaking news that's happening. And you got a guy out of his van wheeling in his cart of newspapers and magazines, and he's been doing it for 20-something years. We covered the guy and pulled the story up, and the elders got around him and, like ring wraiths, beat him to death. And that's what it's all about. I mean, can we just kill a guy delivering newspapers? And yes, you can. And that's what America and Europe is. And they're going to take your bank accounts, everything. What is the breaking news? I can't wait to hear this. Oh, let me see. UK officials say violent London attack that killed one may be terror-related. One man was killed, two others wounded in a reported machete attack, got a band knives in London on Wednesday, as one UK official said the attack could be terror-related. Well, they say the tornado is an act of terror, and Obama will save us. Fox pulls story on arrest of Italian gun manufacturer. They're now saying that might have been some kind of stage deal. Who knows? They probably threatened them to retract it. Wadford police fear possible crime and disorder at Bilderberg. So they're saying, we've banning protests. Magna Carta is dead. Federalized police helped arrest Adam Coquette, who'd been working on this story for about 2 days. And people wonder, why were there local Philadelphia police on the federal park with the feds helping arrest Coquette for resisting? They come and grab you, throw you on the ground, and that's then you're arrested for resisting. You're like, well, why were you arrested? You were resisted. Why was he shot in the head? Well, we're not going to say. He may have pulled his hand back, so he killed him. Oh, well, of course, by all means. I mean, he got a crooked toenail on him. Why'd you take all the people's bank accounts in these countries? Well, it's just and let's scroll down. Federalized local police helped arrest Adam Kokesh. Police list demonstrators alongside terrorists. And yeah, they officially in this unit. It says protesting and civil disobedience is terrorism. And so, of course, he was taken in charge because. Well, he didn't resist us, and we grabbed him first, and jurisprudence and common law, and the president says he'll get off, but he won't, because we got a kept federal jury that would indict a ham sandwich and convict it. It's like MSNBC says, the Tea Party deserves to be audited and shut down. They're racist. And again, a lot of people say, hey, they leave you on the air, Alex, because you're scaring everybody. Well, if that's what it is, then we're already done. I don't think like that. I don't think you think like that. You got a bunch of out-of-control crooks at every level acting like we're total slaves. The only answer is to resist every means necessary peaceably. And those of you that want violence, you're the people that actually won't get violent if you have to defend yourself. I've seen it over and over again. The people that talk, the tall talk. That's why, as much as I don't particularly like what Kokesh is doing at this time, I think people didn't like me yelling at Piers Morgan. We've gotten too timid. And he has every right to be armed and march into D.C. as civil disobedience because it's the Constitution, Bill of Rights. Now, the law said blacks couldn't be free, but common law said they were. And people were like, how dare these blacks say they're humans and walk off the plantations? And so I can only admire the courage. And he's finding out now why I admire the courage, because let me tell you, he's lucky they don't kill him in federal custody. They've still got him, aren't Sam, when they're releasing him. Okay? Freedom of assembly is in the Magna Carta 1215. Hundreds of thousands died over a thousand-year war. Thousands over a thousand-year of conflict, as Lord Monckton said a few weeks ago when he was on. It was about a thousand-year conflict. For Magna Carta that became the Bill of Rights Constitution. And now the police, if they can intimidate everybody and convince them they don't have rights, they're like, oh, we recommended you be in this field and rent it from somebody. But now the mayor and others feel like, you might be violent. So all of you are suspects because you don't like a criminal group of world rulers who took over by fraud, meeting here in secret. You want to come embarrass the mainstream media into covering it. So you're not allowed to protest. But notice they're doing a trick. They're saying you can't protest now and rent a field for an official event. Imagine you can't go. And by the way, it was a classic liberal thing. In fact, I thought that could have even been staged. Oh, we're going to have live music and speeches, and oh, come speak at it. And I said, look,
They're like, Watson's like, they want you to confirm you're coming to it. And the police, you know, the head of the police, actually one of them's the police chief, wants to talk to you. And another captain wants to talk to you. And I said, just wait. They're going to now announce that that is banned to create the illusion. I told Watson 2 weeks ago, I said, you're going to get a call by this person, and they're going to want you to meet with the police. And Watson's like, calls up and goes, how did you know that? And I go, man, come on. Come on. Come on. I was born in the dark. It wasn't last night. They just follow exact scripts because their people are all robots, folks. Their people are robots, man. I know the play. That's what's so frustrating about it. I read the RAND Corporation documents. I know everything they're going to do. You could know everything they're going to do. You've got to know the U.S. code. You've got to have read, you know, 50 of their past reports. You've got to know about other military. I mean, yeah. The problem is not a lot of people have done this research. I've made 4 films on a police state. I've been to the urban drills. I know how they couch all this stuff. I know their program. And it is a paramilitary takeover in slow motion, Red Dawn in slow motion, but it's not North Koreans doing it. It's foreign banks. Oh, and by the way, they're just using economics to get control of the resources so they can turn the food off under PDD, presidential directives, and State Department memorandum. Had one of those moments, State Department memorandum. 200. Guys, look up Henry Kissinger's State Department memorandum on population reduction. I think it's memorandum 200, but I'm not sure. Sometimes my memory fails because of being mentally tired. IRS internal investigation ended 6 months before the 2012 election. Dim warns of special prosecutor. Administration clams up. Top official takes the fifth. I will not answer any questions or testify today. I have not done anything wrong. I'm not a crook, as Richard Nixon said. Takes the fifth after trampling the first? Absolutely. Yeah, it's Memorandum 200. I was correct. Okay. Memorandum 200 is from 74, but the CIA document was actually 73. Absolutely. She tramples everybody's First Amendment, and then she takes the fifth. Because it's only for them. It's only escape hatches for them. It's now confirmed. Scandal is not only low-level employees, of course. Claims are falling apart. Yeah, their whole program is falling apart right now. That's some of the news up at DrudgeReport.com. It's also up at InfoWars.com. Armed Homeland Security guards protect IRS from Tea Party protesters. That's an InfoWars.com story. Link on the left-hand side of the mighty DrudgeReport.com. And again, if we can wake America up to the secret army now going public against us, the military itself will stand down. That's why RAND Corporation says you've got to get select people out of the military, psychologically test them, and have a mercenary force that has corporate and government power. And it talks about local police not going along with it. And so how do you get a federalized cadre in the local police? And then you make it real sexy to be part of it, and then everybody else will clamor to be in it. I mean, this is all just treason beyond treason. And they've got most of the police chiefs now as federal toadies. And I hope it's worth it to all those police chiefs, you know, because you didn't get a memo not to drink fluoride, did you, Arde Saveda in Austin? You didn't get a memo not to eat GMO. No, you didn't, buddy. They hate your guts. They hate and fear anybody who's armed. But you're not going to listen to me, I know, so. Let's go ahead and talk to Blake in Virginia. Blake, you're on the air.
Alex, the smell of fear is heavy in Virginia today. I think the establishment is working as hard as they can to get this IRS deal out in the open so they can hide the Benghazi deal.
Well, I think that was the media's hope, but the tornado, the IRS stuff, it's not distracting them. The reason the IRS is getting people so mad is because everybody's been persecuted by these people. I mean, there are people that have their withholding taken out that get audited and the IRS takes more money out. I mean, more suicides, more divorce. They've done national studies. The IRS is one of the number one causes of suicide. And it's not due process. It's a criminal group. But I hear you.
Yeah, And I've been noticing something here lately. You're talking about food shortages. Lots of empty spots in the shelves in the grocery stores. You know, I travel around the country, and I make a point to hit grocery stores when I can. And I'm seeing lots of empty spots in the shelves. Now, you know, being 70 miles south of D.C., I'm kind of wondering what's going to happen when you turn off the food stamp cards.
That's all part of the plan. And again, when it all collapses, you'll beg for military martial law. Just remember, it was all set up. Just like when Al-Qaeda attacks, you'll beg to have your liberties taken, but the globalists run Al-Qaeda. It's all hiding in plain view. By the way, ABC News is now reporting that the FBI agent felt threatened. First it was he was hurt, but not life-threatening, didn't go to the hospital. Now it's the man shot dead by FBI agent in Orlando, Florida, early today, was about to sign a statement admitting to a role along with Boston Marathon. Oh, look, he confessed before they killed him. Bombing suspect, the older brother Tamerlan, in an unsolved triple murder in Massachusetts. Two people with direct knowledge of the case told ABC News. It said that he went crazy and pulled a knife during his interview with the FBI and the state and federal law enforcement officials. See, oh, they found Alex Jones dead. He had a knife. Uh-huh. Ron Paul was found dead. He had a knife. Uh-huh. Matt Drudge was found dead. He had a knife. We just don't believe any of this, folks. One official, not a servant, said the FBI agent was stabbed several times, although his injuries were described by the FBI as non-life-threatening. Oh. I mean, oh, my gosh. This is all just complete bull. More calls coming up. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death, and yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste by far. Best results by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. can get 15% off just for the next week on all the ProPure systems with promo code WATER15. We also have InfoWarsHealth.com with the biggest selection of really super powerful vitamins and minerals and trace elements. Just amazing. InfoWarsHealth.com, and your purchasing over there makes the entire operation possible. Here's some of the other news. Thanks to QE3 from Zero Hedge, Bernanke has injected foreign banks with over $1 trillion in cash for the first time ever. And they go through Commerce Department documents here showing it. It's $85 billion a month of your taxpayer money. You want to know why they're militarizing things? They can't believe what they've been able to rob. And now they're going to rob everything else, and you're going to salute while it happens. And Fed Chairman warns ending stimulus would carry substantial risk. Chinese investment in the U.S. all-time high. You mean communist Chinese government. Buying up real estate, infrastructure, movie theaters, media companies. Wiener, so disgraced, is still all in, getting ready to run for political office again. IRS tells Congress, we're not going to show you anything. We'll do whatever we want. It's just a total lawless criminal operation. DOJ sees records on 5 Fox News phone numbers, including parents of targeted reporter. Oh, yeah, you gotta arrest State Department people that just give their opinion on North Korea. You're not supposed to talk to the media. It's all about fear, and they think you're scared, so they're going to take everything. And I guess you are, and so everything's gone. You should be afraid of laying down. You should be afraid of encouraging them. But America's instinct is land of the coward, home of the jellyfish, and just if you lay out in front of them, everything will be cool. I mean, where are the men in this country? I guess you're out there. I know you listen to my show. Where are the women? And I guess people are starting to get angry. And I saw the video of the armed Homeland Security guards getting in people's faces of the Tea Party that went and protested. And I love that the Tea Party would just go get in their face. Because guys would come stand in black suits and just go, and the Tea Party walk over and start talking to them. Like, oh, hey, let's talk about what you did. With a sign in their hand. Because let me tell you, you stand there in a black Secret Service outfit or a cop uniform, the average person rolls over like a dog on their back and starts, you know what dogs do. And there's your federal police, folks. There's your federal police. They run America now. Or the foreign banks. And I actually know some federal marshals, people like that. On average, they're out, you know, doing real stuff. But more and more, the main force is to go after the American people. Yeah, if you keep playing the video, it goes to the guy in the dark suit, kind of staring at everybody. Just, I'm wearing a dark suit. I work at the IRS. I terrorize people all day. Who are you, slave, shaking fear? Shaking fear. We're going to go to break, come back a little bit of overdrive, and go to Julio and some more callers, people that have been holding patiently. These are the times that try men's souls. And, again, only restoring the republic, only restoring American values, only rediscovering the Bill of Rights, Constitution. I know it's extreme. Due process, rule of law. All those horrible, evil things that George Washington talked about, only that will set us free. And it was all inspired by our Creator as well. Does that mean America's been perfect? No. But the churches are bought off and paid for it because they're all being audited and harassed. And we've now learned in these IRS audits, they come to them and they say, listen, you had better not speak out against homosexuality or we're going to audit you. And whether you support that or not, folks, it's their First Amendment. So the IRS are now these secret police. And they're like, to pro-life groups, we want you to go out 50% of the time and be pro-abortion. That's the fairness doctrine. It's a stealth, covert, illegal fairness doctrine that is the opposite. These people are a bunch of Soviets, basically.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.